Good afternoon, and welcome to this conference call. My name is Morten Sven-Johannessen. I'm the acting head of investor relations at Statoil. At 7:45 a.m. CET today, Statoil issued a stock market announcement informing that the market that Statoil's CEO, Helge Lund, has decided to step down with immediate effect. The stock market announcement was issued to all wires and can also be downloaded from Statoil's web pages, www.statoil.com. I am joined today by Mr. Svein Rennemo, Chairman of the Board, Mr. Eldar Sætre, Acting CEO, and Mr. Torgrim Reitan, CFO. Mr. Rennemo will start by issuing a short statement, followed by Mr. Sætre. Following this, we will open up for a Q&A session. Without further delay, I give the word to Mr. Svein Rennemo.
Thank you, and good afternoon to all of you. It's a privilege for me to address you on this occasion. You will have seen the release. Helge has resigned as president and chief executive of Statoil, effective immediately, and he will take up the position as chief executive of the DG Group. Clearly, this was not a decision the board wanted. But at the same time, we have respect for Helge's choice, and we wish him good luck in taking on new challenges. On behalf of the board, and in the board meeting last evening, we thanked Helge warmly for his contribution to building a stronger Statoil. Over the last decade, Statoil has become more international. It has led a revitalization of the Norwegian continental shelf. The exploration results and the increase in resources is leading in the industry, and so has been over this period the return to shareholders. The board is extremely satisfied and thankful for the contributions that Helge has given to the company and to the company's shareholders. The board has appointed Eldar Sætre as acting chief executive in the interim period until a permanent chief executive is in place. And many of you will know Eldar from his period as the company's CFO from 2003 until 2010. And Eldar is currently coming from the position as executive vice president and member of the corporate executive team, head of the MPR business unit. I think few of you, if any, know Statoil as well as Eldar, and therefore the board's choice was unanimous, and the support for Eldar in this role was very strong, including support from the employees' organization. And I'm confident that the company is in the best possible hands with Eldar. A few words about the process that the board will run to recruit Statoil's next chief executive. We have as a board already established a subcommittee to lead the search. I will be joined in that committee by Great Reksten Skaugen, the vice chair, James Mulva, and Liv Heidi Bakkerud as employee elected. And I should make it clear at the outset, as Statoil, we are looking for a new chief executive. We are not looking for a new strategy. To this board, the strategy is firm, and the targets, the milestones that we announced to the market early this year is very much still on the scorecard of this company, and therefore we entrust Eldar to lead the change process, work on net cash flows, to work on the returns on assets, and to work on the investment level to bring it in line with what we have guided in the market. I think that should be my brief introduction, Eldar, and I'd give the word to you to discuss your emphasis and your priorities.
Thank you, Svein. I guess I could almost say it's good to be back. As a former CFO, almost 8 years, I can actually feel very much at home among analysts and investors. So let me get straight to the point. As you have noticed, I have obviously informed the chairman about the fact that I have accepted this, would accept this temporary position. That took me 2 seconds to accept. The other information to the chairman is that I'm not a candidate for the permanent job. I'm getting a mature man, close to 60 years, and the kind of duration of such a commitment, I think that would extend the period that I now actually are looking at in my career. That's a personal call, a personal judgment. This means that I can use all my energy and all my resources on one thing, to make sure that the company is in the best possible shape when a new CEO takes over. And that's a job that I'm extremely motivated to take on. I have the energy it takes. I also believe I have the background that it takes. I've been upstream for quite a few years. I've been downstream. I've seen the margin business. I've been a corporate, and that includes 11 years as in the executive committee. Today, I've given a very clear and simple message to in my executive committee. It sounds a little bit strange, but that's what it is. To the top 100 leaders in the company and to our employees. And I would say also the comprehensive press. Press brief, addressing the Norwegian society in general. First of all, that continuity is a very important word for me now. Our strategy is very clear. Our goals, our commitments are very clear, and I'm accordingly deeply committed to these strategies and these goals. So my priorities are clear. Within this framework, I will have to emphasize a lot and continue the good work in terms of safe and efficient operations. This is still the foundation for everything we do. And secondly, our improvement agenda will continue with full force and full speed ahead. And just to reiterate what Svein just said, the commitments that we gave in February, they are as valid as they have been before. As acting CEO, I have the full mandate to take all necessary decisions. I'm not the partial CEO. So I will develop the company within this overarching framework and along the directions that these goals and strategies is defining for us. And I plan to use that mandate. So if anybody thinks that this is or could be a time to relax, or to take some kind of break, or even that it could be a good opportunity to try for some kind of rematching, then they are mistaken completely. They don't know me very well. So Helge has, of course, been in front and at the center in terms of our improvement agenda, but I can assure you that the entire CEC and the full board is behind this effort. We are fully united on this. So even if Helge is leaving us today, the ambitions are staying. So let me just reiterate what Svein just said, that it is looking for a new CEO, not a new strategy, and I intend to do my very best to make sure that the new CEO has the best possible starting point. Thank you.
Thank you, Eldar. We will now open up for Q&A. Operator, could you please explain the procedure for asking questions today?
Thank you. So if you would like to ask a question at this time, please press the star or asterisk key, followed by the digit 1 on your telephone. please ensure that the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. If you find that your question has already been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. Again, please press star 1 to ask a question. We will pause for just a moment to allow everyone to signal. We will now take our first question from Lydia Rainforth from Barclays. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much for taking the question and for arranging the call. Two questions, if I could, please. The first one, in terms of the strategy that you've set out, can you just talk us through what challenges you think there are to actually delivering on that returns and the cost-cutting agenda, and sort of whether you think that the decision of Helga to leave has made that slightly more difficult or not? But I think, Helga, you touched on that a little bit on your answer earlier. And then the second one, just in terms of timing, how long do you think would be a reasonable time frame to be able to bring a new CEO in place? Thank you.
Okay, I could try to, or I will address the first question in terms of challenges. This is a very comprehensive improvement agenda that we have taken on. It goes throughout the company. You heard about probably the technical aspect part of the organization, what we call the STEP program, which is about operations, maintenance, new developments, projects, drilling and well, and work process, processes, standardization, how we work with suppliers and so on. It's a very comprehensive effort. I've been sitting in the steering committee of this work since this was established, and I'm very confident that we will be successful on this. And it's a comprehensive effort, so it will take some time. We have defined the time frame up until 2016 to deliver on this. I'm confident that we will manage. On top of that, we are now running through the whole organization. I've been doing that within my part of the organization, and it is about simplification, reducing staff, and in general reducing costs wherever we can. So we are in the middle of this process. We have already delivered significant improvement. We will report on this as we progress. So the scale and comprehensiveness of this makes it obviously a challenge, but I think we have the strength, the leadership bench, the support that it takes to carry on and deliver on these ambitions. In terms of making it more difficult, I think, as I said, we have this foundation. We have what it takes. This company is not depending on one person, not even Helge Lund, to carry on and deliver on these ambitions. I'm very confident about that.
When it comes to your questions on the time schedule for the search, we are not publishing any time schedule on this work, but we've started our work as a subgroup of the board. We will be evaluating both internal and external candidates. We will look in Norway and beyond Norway internationally. We will work as fast as possible, but we will take the time necessary because, after all, this is a fundamental decision for Statoil with long-term implications, both for the company and for the shareholders. We need to get this right, and therefore we will spend the time necessary.
That's very helpful. Thank you very much.
We will now take our next question from Haytham Rashed from Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thanks for the call, and congratulations, Eldar, on the new role. First question, just really one question from my side. Again, coming back to the sort of strategy and the commitments and goals made by Statoil earlier on in the year, I'm just thinking with regards to especially the recent move in commodity prices, whether you're thinking around spending has changed at all, whether you feel that, particularly with regards to CapEx, there needs to be sort of a more concerted effort and a more sort of an incremental sort of change to what you had discussed before, whether that's kind of changing your thinking a little bit there. Just some thoughts around that would be very helpful. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Obviously, staying in this industry with commodities that is volatile. I've been in the industry at $10, and I've been there significantly above 100. So I know oil prices goes up and down. I don't know which order. This is something a company like Statoil, an upstream company, needs to be resilient again. You know? So I think we have been very conscious since I was the CFO, and I've seen that through this period, that to build robustness into our portfolio, to build flexibility, a financial position, strong one, so that we can take on and be resilient against these kind of volatility. When it comes to specifics in terms of other measures in this particular situation, that is something we consistently are evaluating. And to the extent we come to some other conclusions than we have discussed earlier, we will revert to you on that. I don't know, Torgrim, if you have any other further comments to this.
Thank you. No, so the plan remains firm, improvements are happening. But I think it's also important to take into account that we have also made some significant investments over the last years, also strengthening the financial robustness and the resilience of the company. So we consider ourselves to be resilient to changes in the oil price, and variation in the oil prices that we have seen is clearly within what we consider as expected.
Thank you, gentlemen. Very clear.
We will now take our next question from Teodor Nilsen from Swedbank. Please go ahead.
I guess it's a question for Svein. Has there been any discussions recently in the board regarding the dividend policy going forward, both considering that Lund just has stepped down and also the low oil prices? And secondly, will you look for internal candidates or mainly external candidates for the new CEO position? Thank you.
First, any change or rethinking of dividend policy will be communicated at the time which is appropriate, and there has been no discussions in the board at this stage. When it comes to candidates, we will look both in Norway and international, as I said, and both in Berlin and external.
And just one follow-up on the dividend policy. You have previously indicated a kind of level of net debt to capital employee, which is within a comfortable range. Can you confirm that's still around 20 to 25% net debt to capital employed?
Could you take that for game?
Yeah, it is for game. What we said in February was net debt range of 10 to 30% is sort of within what we plan for and what we aim for. There is no automatic triggers if we go either below or above, but it should be considered as a guiding principle for how financially solid we aim to be on an ongoing basis, independent of swings in the oil price.
Okay, thank you very much.
We will now take our next question from Anish Kapadia from TPH. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Couple of questions, please. Firstly, I was just wondering, are there any provisions that you've put in place to prevent any further senior members of the Statoil team from joining BG? And then the second question was, in terms of Statoil's pay structure, I was just wondering if you've got the ability to pay competitively to attract the right CEO, if you're kind of thinking more in a global context versus what some of the other majors pay. Thank you.
On your first question, there is a commitment from Helge, Vought recruits executive talent from Statoil to BG over the next couple of years. And when it comes to competitive pay, as you well know, there have been historically and there is currently a certain gap between competitive Norwegian compensation levels and competitive international compensation levels. And in many ways, this is illustrated by the difference in terms that Helge will be facing in BG relative to Statoil. I'm very convinced that Statoil will be able to pay competitive terms in the concrete and specific context where we need to decide and where we have our candidate. Whether that candidate is Norwegian or international, I think we will be able to attract talent we need. But I think the issue is an important one because Norway has a tradition of a more egalitarian approach to executive pay than you see internationally. Of course, that has given us talent at a lower price than what our competitors pay out there. And, of course, with a little smile, I'm very pleased that we have been able to draw on Helge's leadership talent at a significantly lower price than BG now is paying.
Okay, thank you very much.
As a reminder, to queue for a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Star 1. At this time, if there are no further questions, I'd like to pass back over to Morten Johansen.
This concludes this conference call. Thank you very much for listening in and asking questions. And please do not hesitate to contact the members of the IR team if you have any further questions. Contact details can be found on the investor pages on Statoil.com. Thank you very much and have a nice afternoon.
That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.